Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
It's always a happy occasion to be able to worship together with all the brothers and sisters.
跟大家一起敬拜总是很快乐的时光。
Last time when I preached here, I was talking on the topic of following God.
上一次我跟大家讲到的时候，我们所讲的就是跟随耶稣。
Following God is one of the most common, frequent commands given by Jesus.
跟随耶稣是神对我们的要求。
But what does it really mean?
但是这意味着什么呢？
Last time I was preaching from Matthew 7 at the conclusion of the Sermon of the Mount.
上一次我们讲到的经文是马太福音七章，是耶稣在登山宝训的结尾。
And after three chapters of teaching, Jesus summarized it with a warning to all the listeners.
经过这三章的讲篇以后呢，耶稣发出一个总结和警告。
He was telling them the wise builders are the ones who listen to the teachings of Jesus and do them.
他说，聪明的建造者是那些听耶稣的教导并且去行的人。
It's not enough to just know him. It's not enough to be active in our ministry, and not even enough to be passionate.
仅仅知道是不够的，仅仅参与事工是不够的，仅仅有热情也是不够的。
But you have to be obedient and put the teachings into practice.
我们要顺服，并教导，并且付与实践。
And when we look at some of the reasons for sometimes why we're disobedient,
那我们不顺服的原因是什么呢？
Sometimes we want to retain control ourselves.
我们自己想保留一些控制权。
Or maybe afraid of people's rejection of us.
我们怕被别人拒绝。
Or maybe because of our own pride and lack of trust in God.
是因为我们自己的骄傲和我们对神缺乏信任。
And sometimes we're just choked by life's worries.
有的时候我们因为生活的忧虑所困扰。
And if you look at all those reasons, there is one thing that's common in them.
你看这些所有的原因呢，他们有一个共同点。
It's me.It's me sitting on that throne.
共同点就是我们的自我，我们自己要坐在宝座上。
So no wonder Jesus said that whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up the cross and follow him.
那我们一会儿看看那使徒们如何舍去自己跟随耶稣呢？
And it doesn't mean that we have to be like become like monks living in caves.
它不意味着我们要在洞穴里做一个修道士。
Denying myself means that we put God's will before our will, we put God's desire before our desire.
舍己就意味着把神的意愿放在我们自己的意愿之前。
Today we're going to talk about another aspect of following Jesus.
今天呢，我们讲另外一个方面，如何效法耶稣。
And that is to emulate him, to think like him, to talk like him, and to act like him.
就是效法他的样式，像他一样讲话，像他一样行为。
And today's passage is from John 13.
今天的经文来自约翰福音十三章。
So Matthew 7, Sermon on the Mount was the beginning of Jesus' ministry on earth.
马太福音第七章，登山宝训是耶稣在地上事工的开始。
And then John 13 is really the Last Supper when Jesus was talking to his disciples in the upper room, as that was his end of the ministry on earth.
约翰福音第十三章是最后的晚餐和在楼上的讲论，这是耶稣在地上事工的结束。
So 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry on earth was drawing to a close.
三年半，耶稣在地上的事工将要结束了。
And the last lesson for the disciples before Jesus would go on the cross.
这是耶稣给门徒的最后一堂课，在他上十字架之前。
And this lesson was going to be special because it's going to go with a demonstration.
这是一个非常特别的功课，耶稣要以身示范。
And the setting of John 13 was just over Passover. It was Jesus and his disciples were having that last supper in that upper room.In a two-story building in Jerusalem.
这个故事的背景是这样的，就是在逾越节之前，耶稣和门徒在耶路撒冷的一个两层的楼上面一起享用晚餐。
And during that last supper, many things were going through Jesus' mind.
那个时候呢，有很多事情在耶稣的脑海里盘旋。
And if you look at the four Gospels, the Gospel of John is a little bit different from the other three in the sense that it always talks a little bit more about what is Jesus thinking or what does Jesus know at that time.
与其他的福音不同呢，约翰福音总是描述着耶稣在脑海里和他在心中的想法。
So in this chapter 13, John was telling the audience what Jesus knew on that night.
所以在这一章呢，约翰福音告诉我们耶稣在那一晚所想所思的事情。
So one thing that Jesus knew was that he was about to drink that cup of bitterness and sorrow.
有一点耶稣是明确知道的，他将饮下那苦杯。
Verse 1 tells us that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father.
第一节讲述到这个时间将要到了，他将离开这个世界到他父那里去。
Now if you look before in the book of John, in the Gospel of John, you're going to find that in the earlier chapters, in chapter 2, chapter 7, chapter 8, Jesus said his hour has not yet come.
在之前的很多章节呢，比如说约翰福音二章、七章、八章，耶稣说：“那他的时候还没有到。”
But on that night, Jesus knew the hour had come.
那个晚上，耶稣说他的时间到了。
He knew that he only had hours to spend with his disciples.
他知道他只剩下最后几个小时和门徒们在一起了。
So he chose to spend those time, that hours, to teach them this very important lesson.
所以他选择这一个时间来教导这一个重要的功课。
He also knew that he will be glorified soon.
他也知道他将被荣耀。
In verse 3 it says, the Father had put all things under his power.
在第三节里讲到父已经将万有交在他的手中。
So he knew that he would soon be lifted to the highest with all things under his power.
他知道他即将被高举，万有都在他的权柄之下。
But yet he chose to do the lowliest thing that he could ever pick to do on that night.
但是他却选择了那最卑微的洗脚的任务。
He chose to have his to wash his disciples' feet, and then he chose to go on the cross.
他选择洗门徒的脚，然后上十字架。
He also knew that he will be betrayed.
他同时也知道有人会背叛他。
In verse 11, it talked about that he knew he would be betrayed by Judas.
在十一节的时候，他知道犹大将背叛他。
And also, if you read on the rest of chapter, he also knew that he would be denied by Peter and be deserted by all these disciples who have followed him for 3.5 years.
你如果继续读下去的时候，你就会看到他也知道这些人有人会否认和背弃他。
So knowing that he will be betrayed by Judas, denied by Peter, deserted by the rest, he still chose to wash the feet of all of them, including the feet of Judas.
尽管他知道他将被犹大背叛，将被彼得否认，将被其他的人离弃，他还选择为每个人洗脚，也包括为犹大洗脚。
So when John wrote down what he remembered happened on that night, decades later, he understood what Jesus went through.
当使徒约翰在几十年以后记录下这样的事情的时候，他已经理解了耶稣在那个晚上所经历的一切。
In verse 1 he said, having loved his own who were in this world, he loved them to the end.
在二十节他说，他既爱世间属于自己的人，他就爱他们到底。
And so,Some of the translations in the English translations actually said, love them to the fullest extent.
有一些英文的译本这样翻译，就说他们爱他们到最完全的地方。
And if you look at the different dimensions of Jesus love these disciples, there are just different ways that you can see how he was loving them.
耶稣爱他的门徒们有很多的层面。
And one obvious dimension is that he loved them all the way until the end of his earthly ministry.
他爱他们直到他地上事工的结束。
Even though he was facing this horrible aspect of dying on the cross and a humiliating death, and he still loved them.
尽管他即将面临在十字架上残酷羞辱的死亡前景，他依然爱他们。
And also he loved them by dying on the cross for them.
他爱他们以至于到十字架去死。
And he also loved them by serving them on this lowliest task, despite knowing their betrayal and desertion.
他爱他们，通过这些最卑微的服事去爱他们。
Now, when Jesus started his ministry with preaching the gospel, the kingdom of God,
当耶稣开始他的事工，传讲神的国、神的爱的时候，
John the Baptist said that he is not worthy to untie the sandals of Jesus.
施洗约翰说他自己连解耶稣鞋带都不配。
Now, you have to remember, John the Baptist was the most famous prophet at that time.
施洗约翰是当时最有名的先知。
And untying the sandals of someone is really the lowliest task.
去解一个人的鞋带是一个很卑微的事情。
And after you untie the sandals, what do? Then you start going washing the feet.
当你替一个人解了鞋带以后，你就替他洗脚。
So, washing the feet is just as lowly.Done by the lowliest servant of that time.
当时替别人解鞋带、洗脚是最卑微的仆人做的事情。
So it was shocking for the disciples.
所以对于门徒来讲是一个很震惊的事情。
So there is this famous prophet John the Baptist saying that he's not worthy to untie the sandals of Jesus.
著名的先知使徒约翰，施洗约翰说他连配耶稣。解鞋带他都不配。
But then this same Jesus who is the teacher, who is the Lord, who is the one who performed all these miracles of healing and so on and power over nature, but now this Jesus would wash their feet.
但这个耶稣是他们的老师，他们的主，行奇迹的人，却要洗门徒的脚。
To the disciples, everything is upside down and out of order.
对门徒来讲，这些一切都颠倒，乱了秩序。
So it's like you are meeting the President of the United States and you're having dinner together.
就像你被总统邀约共进晚餐。
But then he gets up to collect the dirty dishes and then serve you coffee.
完了以后他收拾碗盘然后替你倒咖啡。
You probably like Peter and say, you refuse to let him do all that.
也许你就会觉得不会让他做。
This lesson of humility and servanthood,It's not new to the disciples.
这个谦卑服事的功课对门徒来说并不是一个新事。
Jesus actually taught this lesson multiple times.
耶稣实际上已经在很多的地方跟他们讲过了。
In the Gospel of Mark chapter 10, Jesus said, not so with you, instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first,must be slave of all.
在马太福音十章里说，在你们中间谁愿为首，就变众人的，变做众人的仆人。因为人 ，OK. You want me finish?
Sorry. I think let's read this one again. And whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
谁在你们中间谁愿为首必做众人的仆人因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍乃是要服侍人并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
However, despite these teachings, the disciples did not get it.
尽管门徒已经听过很多次了但是他们还没有完全的理解。
Now, all four Gospels recorded the Last Supper.
四个福音同时都记录了最后的晚餐。
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22 recorded the Last Supper as well.
路加福音22章也记载了。
And then in Luke 22, it actually talked about there was a dispute among the disciples about who's the greatest.
路加福音22章同时也记载了门徒中起了纷争。
Now, many Bible scholars have tried to took all the four chapters of the four Gospels and try to make sure we line up all the different events that happened on that night.
有很多圣经的学者试图来整合这四本福音书，来给一个时间的顺序。
And some scholars have put that washing of the feet happening before that dispute that was recorded in Luke 22 happened.
有一些圣经的学者呢，会把在洗脚和发生在争辩之前
，and some have put it the other way around.
有一些呢，把它在之后。
Now, personally, I actually believe that the washing the feet happened before that dispute among the disciples.
我个人认为洗脚是发生在纷争的之前。
Because Jesus washed the disciples' feet during the supper, and the dispute happened after the supper.
因为耶稣在晚餐之前为门徒洗脚，争论发生在晚餐之后。
But it doesn't matter. In either case, it illustrated how urgent this teaching was.
但是不管怎样，这都表明了这一教导的重要性。
Because the disciples deep down did not understand this whole concept.
因为，简而易见的门徒没有理解服事的意义。
Now Peter's refusal to let Jesus wash his feet come from a knowledge that he was totally unworthy to have the sinless Son of God wash his feet.
彼得呢拒绝耶稣为他洗脚，因为他知道他自己完全不配让无罪的神为他洗脚。Now
Peter was right in the sense that his relative worth was truly not worthy.
彼得相对于自我价值的认识呢是正确的。
But what he missed, what he got wrong, was that God didn't minister to us because we are worthy.
但是他的错误在于，神并不是因为我们的价值来爱我们。Now
Romans tell us that God died for our sins while we were still sinners.
罗马书告诉我们，在我们还是罪人的时候，他就爱我们。That's
how he demonstrates his love for us.
这就是他显示他的爱。And
God didn't love us after we have stopped sinning.
神不是因为我们停止犯罪以后才爱我们。
So the first lesson that we need to learn here is that we serve others not because they are worthy, but because of out of love for God and others.
所以第一个我们学习的功课是，我们去服侍他人，并不是因为他们配得，而是因为出于对人和神的爱。
When we serve others at work, at home, and at church, we should not be serving only because we think the people that we are serving are worthy.
所以我们无论是在教会、家庭工作中服侍别人的时候，我们不是因为这个被服侍的人配得。And
we'll stop serving them because, wait a minute, I don't like this guy. He is selfish. He is not nice. I'm going to stop serving him.
并不因为这个人自私或者不配服侍，你就停止了服侍。
And we should not stop serving someone just because we feel that they are ungrateful.
我们不要因为别人不懂感恩而停止服侍。Sometimes
don't we say to say, you know, I do all this thing for these persons, and they don't ever even give me a thank you, forget about them.
有的时候我们说我们为这个人做了很多的事，他连谢谢都不说。And
we also should not only serve only to those who are our boss, who have authority over us.
我们也不要因为别人是我们的上司，或者是比我们高的等级，我们才去服侍。Because
if we think that, then we only be serving those people and not nobody else, and that's exactly the opposite of what Jesus was trying to teach us.
如果我们只是服侍这些人，这就是，正好耶稣所教的反面了。When
we serve people, it's not quid pro quo.
我们服侍别的人时候，并不是等价的交换。I
serve you because you serve me.
而不是因为我服侍你，是因为你先服侍了我。And
now that I serve you, I expect you to serve me some more.
现在我服侍你，我期待你更多的来服侍我。Instead,
it should be universal because that's how Jesus demonstrated his washing feet.
相反呢，应该是有普遍性的，就像耶稣给12个门徒洗脚一样。
It is unconditional, like love is unconditional.
它是没有条件的，就是爱是没有条件的。
In our Washington D.C. area, we are going through a lot of uncertainties.
在我们华盛顿特区这个地方，我们正经历了很多动荡。Many
of us work for the government directly or indirectly.
很多是直接或间接的，我们为政府工作。Or
we have friends or people in our family circles, that do.
我们有家人或者朋友圈中有人为政府工作。And
some even got laid off already.
有人已经失去了工作。So
it is understandable that we are worried.
我们可以理解，我们开始感到忧虑。And
we don't understand why sometimes.
有的时候我们不理解为什么会这样。And
we get frustrated because many things are out of our control.
我们有感到沮丧，因为很多事情已经超过我们的控制范围了。
But it is at this time that we have to remind ourselves that we need to serve faithfully.
正是这样的时候，我们要提醒自己，我们依旧要忠实的服侍。
If we still have a position, a job position at our work, we need to remind ourselves to serve faithfully, even though we may think that our employers may not be treating us fairly.
如果我们尚有工作的话，尽管我们的雇主对我们不公平，我们还是要感恩服侍。
If we are let go,
如果我们被辞去了工作，
we need to continue to serve faithfully in our positions that God has given us.
我们依旧在我们其他生活中的别的职位上继续忠实的服侍。
Be it at home or at church.
无论是在家里或者在教会。
And for a lot of us, we just need to be sensitive to the people's needs around us at this time.
我们现在应该对周围的人的情况有一定的敏感度。
And there is also a need for us to learn this lesson not only at work, but also at home.
同时我们的功课不只是在工作上可以运用，同时在家里也要运用。
Between spouses, a common problem that we often have is that we feel that we do a lot of work, but we feel that we're not appreciated.
在家里，夫妻之间也是，有时候我们觉得我们做了很多事，我们没有得到对方的感恩、感激。
Sometimes we even feel that our spouse is picking on us.
有时候我们甚至觉得我们的配偶在挑剔我们。
Now there are many ways that we can go address that problem.
有很多方面的方法呢，我们可以解决这个问题。
We can have open communication with our spouse.
我们有好的沟通。
We can make an effort to be kind and appreciative towards each other.
我们努力对对方表示友善和感恩。
But most of all, Jesus would have reminded us that we serve others not because they are worthy, but because of love, out of love for God and others.
最重要的是，耶稣提醒我们，我们服侍他人不是因为他们配得，而是出于对神和对人的爱。
When Peter questioned Jesus about him washing Peter's feet, he said, Lord, are you going to wash my feet?
当彼得质疑耶稣洗他的脚的时候，他说，主啊，你洗我的脚吗？
Jesus replied, You do not realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand.
耶稣回答说，我所做的你如今不知道，后来必明白。
Now,There were many things Peter did not understand at that time.
有很多事彼得都不太明白当时。
So one obvious thing is Peter didn't really understand the symbolic meaning of washing people's feet at all.
彼得当时不明白这洗脚的意义。
He didn't understand this lesson of humility and servanthood.
他不明白这一个关于谦卑和服侍的功课。
He also didn't understand why Jesus had to die on the cross.
他也不明白耶稣为什么非要在十字架上被钉死。
His idea was fight his way into the kingdom of God.
他的想法是通过战斗进入神的国度。
It was him, it was Peter who drew a sword and cut off the ear of a servant of the high priest in the Garden of Gethsemane.
就是彼得，他拔刀砍杀了士兵的耳朵。
So in typical Peter fashion, Peter adamantly refused to have Jesus wash his feet.
彼得自己典型的风格，他开始拒绝耶稣为他洗脚。
No, you shall never wash my feet.
他说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”
All these concepts, all these methods that Jesus is using, they're just too revolutionary for Peter.
神所讲的方法方式对彼得来说很难接受。
How can this teacher and Lord wash his feet and do the lowliest task?
为什么我们这位主？来洗脚做这么卑微的事情呢
？How can the Son of God die on the cross？
神的儿子怎么可以死在十字架上呢
？Now, despite Jesus' reassurance that you don't understand now but will understand later, Peter still refused.
尽管耶稣对他说：“你现在不明白，以后会明白。”但是彼得依旧拒绝。
Now you can say Peter was illogical because one hand he professed that Jesus is the Son of God, the Christ.
也许你会说，彼得不合逻辑。一方面他承认耶稣是主。
But at the same time, he also openly refused and opposed Jesus' plan.
但是同时呢，他又拒绝听从耶稣的教导。
Now, did Peter finally understand?
最后彼得明白了吗？
And yes, he did.
他最后是的。
Decades later, when Peter wrote the book of First Peter, the letter in First Peter.
当彼得写彼得前书的时候。
In Peter, First Peter chapter 5, he says, To the elders among you, do not lord it over those who entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock, all of you clothe yourselves with humility towards one another.
在彼得前书五章一到三节的时候，他说到，劝你们中间与我同作长老的人，也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
And all of you clothe yourself with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble.
就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
He understood later the lesson of humility and servanthood.
最后他终于明白了这个谦卑的功课。
Today we understand more than the Peter eating that last supper on that night.
今天呢，我们比彼得在最后晚餐的时候明白更多。
God's plan of salvation has been revealed to us through the Bible.
神的救恩计划早在圣经已经向我们启示。
And we understand why Jesus had to die on the cross for our sins.
我们已经理解为什么耶稣基督要在十字架上受死。
We understand the teachings of Jesus Christ from the apostles, and how because they're all now recorded in the Bible.
我们也明白了解耶稣基督的教导，因为已经被记录在圣经当中了。
But do we understand God's plan completely?
但是我们能完全了解神的计划吗？
No, we don't, because there are still many things we do not understand.
不，我们没有，因为有很多事情我们还不明白。
Many times, we don't understand why certain things happen in our lives.
很多的时候，生活中所发生的事情我们不能理解。
We don't understand why this thing has to happen in my family.
我们也不能理解家中发生的事情。
We cannot comprehend the principle of What do you mean I have to be serving everybody else?
我们也不能理解神为什么要我们服侍每一个人。
But Jesus said, later you will understand.
但是神说以后你会明白。
Now before we judge Peter as illogical, maybe we are just as illogical ourselves.
当我们在论断彼得不合逻辑的时候，想想看我们是不是自己也不合逻辑呢？
On the one hand,We profess our faith in Jesus, and, but at the same time, we may have that same doubt, that same lack of trust that Peter had.
就像彼得一样，我们相信耶稣是主，但是我们有同样的对神的不信任。
Does God really know what he's doing?
神真知道他在做什么吗？
Why can't I skip over this trial that I'm going through and get back to normal?
为什么我们不能跳过这个试炼，回到正常呢？
This lack of trust and lack of faith robs us joy and bring about anxiety and worries.
这种缺乏对神的信任和缺乏信心，剥夺了我们的喜乐。
And it distracts us from these lessons that God wants us to learn.
让我们分心，无法学习神给我们的功课。
Our Christian walk is not and cannot be stationary.
我们基督徒的这个路程不是一个。滞留停滞的。
There's no one who can say that we have learned all the lessons that there are to learn.
没人可以说我所有的功课都学到了。
And we are still living today, and all of us are. There will be lessons to be learned.
如果我们今天还活着，我们就还有功课需要学。
Some we understand, some we don't.
有一些我们可以理解，有一些我们不能。
But Jesus promised that later we will understand.
但是耶稣应许说，以后你们会明白。
Jesus then told Peter.
耶稣告诉彼得说
，Unless I wash you, you have no part with me.
我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
Now that may seem pretty harsh.
听起来有点严苛。
Now Peter was shocked.
彼得震惊了。
So this time he no longer refused. Instead, he changed 180 degrees.
这次呢，他不再拒绝，相反呢，他又180度转了个大弯。
Then Peter said, Then Lord, Simon Peter replied, not just my feet, but my hands and head as well.
彼得这时候就说，主啊，不但洗我的脚，连手和头也要洗吧。
And Jesus answered, those who have had a bath need only to wash the feet, the whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you.
耶稣回答说，凡洗过澡的，只要把脚一洗， 全身就干净了，你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。
And so, of course, that last reference, though not every one of you, that referred to Judas.
最后一个说不是都是干净的，就是指的是犹大。
So, Jesus' act of washing the disciples' feet illustrated their spiritual cleansing.
耶稣为门徒洗脚的这个行为象征了对属灵的洁净。
Jesus is the one who forgives.
耶稣是赦免的那一位。
Now, with the exception of Judas, Peter and the rest of the disciples all have experienced the full cleansing of salvation.
除了犹大以外，彼得和其他的人都完全的经历了救恩的彻底的清洗。
So they did not need to be bathed again in that spiritual sense.
所以他们不需要在属灵上再洗澡。
Salvation is a one-time act of justification and faith.
救恩是因信称义的一次性行为。
What Peter needs is that lifelong process of sanctification.
彼得需要的是成圣的一个终身的过程。
And he needs an ongoing relationship with Jesus.
他需要与耶稣有一个持续的关系。
He needs a daily washing away of the stain of sin.
他需要每天清洗罪的污垢。
And that forms the foundation of what then Jesus is going to tell them in the next verse in verse 14.
这就构成了耶稣要求门徒去做事情的一个基础。
Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet.
耶稂说，我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们当彼此洗脚。
What does washing one another's feet mean?
彼此洗脚意味着什么呢？
It's not literally washing one another's feet, even though some churches actually do it this way, interpret it that way.
不是字面上的彼此洗脚，当然有一些教会也有这样的 服饰。
Because Jesus was obviously talking at a spiritual level.
从 整段经文你可以看到，耶稣是在讨论一个属灵层面。
If you look at the entire passage, you see that Jesus is not talking about Judas having a dirty body and needs to have an entire bath.
你看了整段经文以后，耶稣不是说， 犹大是浑身都需要被洗。
And if you look at Jesus' teachings, there's always that outward action part and an inner attitude part.
你如果看耶稣，你就可以讲到，你可以看到他有一个 外面的解释和一个内在的意义。
On the outward side, washing one another's feet just means serving one another.
外边的彼此洗脚就是彼此服侍。
And if you look at what Peter said later on again in 1 Peter, you see that what he's talking about serving one another.
之后你会在彼得前书就可以看到是彼此服侍。
In 4:10 it says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms.
在彼得前书4:10说到，个人要照所得的恩惠彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ.
若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服事的人，要按着神所赐的力量服事，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。God's
grace in various forms have been given to us.
神在各种形式的恩典赐给我们。And
we need to be faithful stewards.
我们需要做忠心的管家。So
that God's grace is not given in vain.
这样呢，他的恩典不是突然的赐予。We've
all read the parable that Jesus talked about, that when this master who gave the servant money to be spent, to be invested, that servant has wasted it.
我们都读到耶稣给讲的这个故事，就是主人给仆人钱财。In
the same way, we should not put God's grace in vain.
这个仆人呢，就把那个钱埋起来了。同样呢，我们不要把神赐给我们的恩赐这样浪费。
And not only has God given us His grace, but also God's strength has been given to us.
不仅是恩典，神也把他的力量赐给我们。
It seems to say in this passage that serving one another is not easy.
在这个章节上，你可以看出来，彼此服侍并不是件容易的事。
And that's why I said we need God's strength.
所以他说，我们需要从神来的力量。
And we will have to admit that some people are difficult to serve.
我们必须承认，有些人很难以服侍。
And you may even find examples in your family and in church and at work.
也许你在家里或者工作上或者甚至教会有这样的人。
But that's why it says that so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ.
所以这里说，在所有的事上，神可以得荣耀。
It's not in some things that God may be praised. Now, outward action have to be paired with inner attitude and humility and love.
外在的行为必须和内在的谦卑和爱的态度相结合。
In Galatians 5, it talks about you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh, rather serve one another humbly in love.
在加拉太五章十三节说到，弟兄们，你们蒙召要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要爱心互相服侍。
So the definition of true freedom is a little bit different from what we normally expect.
这里的自由不像我们理解的一样。
True freedom is not doing whatever we want, but actually serving one another humbly in love.
真正的自由不是为所欲为，而是彼此用爱心服侍。
It's serving one another willingly and motivated by love.
彼此服侍是从爱出发的。
When we serve others, we are not to think that we are better than others and above others.
在我们服侍别人的时候，不要认为你自己比别人更好。
We are willing, but instead we are willing to take on that lowliest task.
而是愿意承担最卑微的任务。
When we serve others, we are not to criticize how dirty their feet are, but to wash them.
我们在服侍别人的时候，不是在那里站着指责别人的脚有多脏，而是去洗他们。
Because it's out of humility and love, whatever we do or say will be constructive and not destructive.
因为出于谦卑和爱，所做出来的是应该有建设性的。
Whenever we talk, it will be a dialogue with one another. It's not an attitude of I know better than you.
我跟别人谈论的时候是彼此的对话，而不是心里想着我们比别人更好。
And when we care for one another, it's out of our concern.And it's not because we're out for gossip.
我们关心别人的时候，是因为我们出于对别人的关心，而不是出于八卦。
Now, when we talk about serving one another, we often think about doing things for other people.
我们在谈论彼此服侍的时候，我们常常会想到是为别人做事。
But I want to bring out another angle of washing one another's feet.
但是我会提到另外一个角度。
That is to help one another on the road of sanctification.
是在彼此成圣的道路上彼此扶持。
Now, in the church, there are so many ministries that we can serve.
在教会里有很多的地方我们可以参与事工。
We can deliver food, we can provide transportation.
我们可以送餐或者提供交通的方
便。We can do chores for others, we can also do all kinds of ministry needs.
我们可以为别人做一些家事，还有一些别的事工需要。
Well, you can see AV, you can see worship, you can see fellowship, you can see the food.
你可以看到音响、敬拜、团契、食物都需要帮助。
You can see all the ministries on missions, care, usher, education, finance, all kinds of things.
在宣教、关怀施工、招待、教育等等都需要。
And facility, don't forget facility.
还有我们的那个设施啊，需要帮忙。
And then at home, we can take care of our members. The household chores are endless.
尤其在家里帮助家人更是数不胜数。
And I do a lot of I might do a lot of paperwork, and then Elaine would do a lot of housework. A lot of things to do.
Yeah, 我有很多文书的事情要做 ，Elaine 有很多家务要做。
And all those are good things that we all need to serve one another with.
这些都是好事，我们都可以来做。
But when Jesus told Peter that unless I wash your feet, you have no part with me, he was telling Peter that there was also a spiritual dimension as well.
当耶稣对彼得说：“若不洗你，你就与我无份了。”他对彼得说的时候，是有一个属灵的层面。
Is not just serving each other physically, but also serving one another spiritually.
不只是在事物上彼此帮忙，而是在属灵上彼此扶持。
Each of us has the task of helping others to become sanctified.
我们都有一个任务，就是在帮助彼此成圣。
Is to become more holy.
让彼此更加的圣洁。
And it's not just the job of the pastor or the elders.
这不只是长老和牧师的工作。
It's the job of every one of us.
这是我们每一位的工作。
So you can ask, how can I help others become more holy?
你也许会问，怎么样让别人成圣呢？
It could be reading the Bible together with another person.
也可以去一起读经。
Be a prayer partner.
一起做祷告的伴侣。
Or just to encourage.
鼓励。
And sometimes it may even be a gentle rebuke and correction.
有的时候是可能是温柔的责备和纠正。
Jesus concluded his lesson in verse 15 to 17.
耶稣用十五节和十七节做了他的总结。
I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you.
我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所行的去做。
Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him.
我实实在在地告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。
Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them.
你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
Jesus told his disciples to emulate him, basically to do as he has done for them.
耶稣告诉使徒去效法他，效法他的榜样。
So he has already set an example for them, and we should just do as he has done for us.
他既然已经做了榜样，我们就照他的样式去行。
When Jesus said that no servant is greater than his master, nor messenger greater than the one who sent him,
当耶稣说仆人不能大过于主人，差人的人也不能大于差他的人。
He is reminding us that even though he has humbled himself, he is still our master.
他是在提醒我们，尽管他谦卑自己，他仍然是我们的主。
If he is humbling himself to serve us, then none of us would have the excuse to say that we are too important.To serve others.
如果他谦卑自己来服侍我们，那我们当中就没有人有借口不去服侍别人。
So I want to go back to the original title of this sermon. Following Jesus is about emulating Jesus.
所以我们回到我们讲的主题，就是效法耶稣，做他会做的事。
It's doing what he would do or doing what he would want us to do.
去做他要做的事，或者做他想要我们做的事。
Jesus concluded his lesson with, "Blessed is the one who know and do."
耶稣最后说，这个你知道了以后就去行。
So emulating Jesus starts with knowing.
效法耶稣就是第一步是要首先知道。
It starts with knowing Jesus' teachings.
首先是了解他的教导。
But it doesn't end there because it must also come with doing.
但不止于如此，要伴随着行动。
Jesus drew a distinction between knowing and doing.
耶稣区分了知道和行为。
It is not just enough just having the knowledge.
有这样的知识是不够的。
The blessing is reserved for those who know and do.
祝福是留给那些知道了并去行的人。
Now Paul says something similar in Philippians 4:8 to 9.
保罗在腓立比书四章八到九节的时候说了类似的话。
Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
他说：“弟兄们，我还有未尽的话。凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的。”若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们要思念。
Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you.
你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行。
So emulating Jesus starts with our thoughts.
效法耶稣从我们的心思意念开始。
Whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy.
真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的、有德行的、值得称赞。
And then put these things into practice.
然后将这些思想付诸于实践。
All these things you're thinking that know you know, put it into practice.
这些你所了解知道的事情，要行为行出来。
So today we have gone through this last lesson that Jesus taught his disciples in the upper room.
今天我们就所讲的是耶稣给使徒上的最后一课。
We have gone through three lessons.
我们一共有三个功课。
Number one, we need to serve others not because they are worthy, but out of love.
第一，我们服侍别人并不是因为他们配得，而是出于爱。
And many times we may not understand at the time.
当时也许我们不理解。
But Jesus promised us that later we will understand.
耶稣说，之后你会明白。
And finally, we need to wash one another's feet, and as we emulate Jesus.
最后我们要效法耶稣彼此洗脚。
What are some of the things that you today can serve others?
你有哪些方面可以服侍他人呢？
What are some of the things that you can serve others this week or this month?
这个星期或者这个月你有什么办法可以服侍别人呢？
Passover and Easter is coming in 4 weeks.
逾越节和复活节马上就快到了。
So in this season of Lent,As we remember our Lord's death and resurrection,
在这个四旬节的季节，我们纪念耶稣的受死和复活。
Let us examine ourselves and determine to follow Him by following the example that He has set for us.
来，我们自省自己的心，来效法他的样式。
Let's pray.
低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the lesson that Jesus has taught us.
亲爱的主耶稣，感谢你用耶稣给我们的功课。
Many times we don't understand.
很多时候我们不明白。
Many times even we are even not willing.
有的时候我们也不情愿。
But Lord, help us.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
With the strength of the Holy Spirit, we pray that you give us the strength to follow your example.
主啊，求你的圣灵赐给我们力量，让我们愿意效法你。
So that in all things that you will be glorified and praised.
在所有的事情上，所以你可以得到荣耀。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.